Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Whoa, what a day in the markets, huh? Stocks absolutely rocketed after Trump's tariff announcement.
Yeah, a total roller coaster. NASDAQ up almost 12%, S&P 500 over 9%, Dow jumped nearly 3,000 points. Crazy, right?
Absolutely bonkers. So, a 90-day tariff suspension, but only for countries playing nice with the U.S. China? Not so lucky. Tariffs on them jumped from 104% to a whopping 125%.
Ouch, that's got a sting. But hey, the market loved the relief for everyone else. Big surge in mega caps, short covering definitely played a role. I mean, look at these gains. Nvidia, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Amazon, all up double digits.
It's a mega cap party, and every S&P sector joined in on the fun. Tech leading the charge, of course, up over 14%, followed by consumer discretionary and communication services.
Makes sense. People feeling a little more confident, maybe ready to spend a bit. Plus, strong demand for that 10-year note auction helped things along. Yield settled at 4.40%, still up a bit from yesterday, though.
Yeah, 14 basis points higher, to be exact. And the FOMC minutes? Kind of a met reaction, right? Increased downside risks to employment and growth, upside risks to inflation, nothing too surprising there.
Pretty much. Uncertainty still the name of the game, but traders gotta trade. What's on deck for tomorrow, then? Any key levels or sectors you're watching?
Well, CPI data drops tomorrow morning. Consensus is 0.1% for headline CPI, 0.3% for core. We also have initial and continuing claims, plus natural gas inventories, and the Treasury budget. Busy day.
Definitely one to watch. And earnings season rolls on. Keep an eye on those reports. Could be some surprises in store.
For sure. Speaking of surprises, Delta Airlines had a pretty good Q1, despite the turbulent macro environment. Exceeded expectations, even with that domestic leisure travel slump.
Oh, interesting. So they're diversifying their revenue streams, premium travel, international routes. Smart move. Helps offset the weakness at home. Still, they're being cautious about the rest of the year, tariff uncertainty and all that.
Makes sense. It's a tough environment out there. But hey, at least today was a good day, right? Let's hope the momentum continues.
Fingers crossed. We'll be back tomorrow with more Next Day Prep, breaking down all the action. Until then, happy trading, everyone.
So Delta, pretty impressive Q1, right? Navigating that domestic leisure travel slump like a pro.
Yeah, definitely better than feared. Premium cabins and international travel really pulled through. 7% revenue growth year over year? Not bad, considering the headwinds.
Not bad at all. Especially with main cabin revenue down 3%. Shows you where the demand is. People willing to splurge for that extra comfort, huh?
Absolutely. And that loyalty program? $2 billion in revenue from the Amex partnership. That's a goldmine.
It's a smart strategy. Diversify those revenue streams, and it's paying off. International routes holding up well, too, despite the global trade tensions.
Mid-single-digit growth internationally, even with all the tariff uncertainty. Pacific region booming, up 16%. That's impressive.
Yeah, interesting. So, where does that leave their outlook for the rest of the year?
Cautious, but Q2 guidance is in line with expectations, which is a relief after that stock price plunge since January.
44%, wasn't it? Ouch. Lower fuel costs definitely helping their bottom line, though. 7% year-over-year decline, right?
Exactly. Average fuel price down to $2.47 a gallon from $2.79. Every little bit helps.
Whoa, today's market action is like a Tarantino film. Intense, unpredictable, and full of drama.
Tell me about it. Tariff turmoil taking center stage again. China firing back, raising tariffs on U.S. goods to a staggering 84%. Ouch.
Yeah, a real trade war escalation. And China's central bank telling state lenders to ease up on dollar purchases, adding fuel to the fire.
Definitely a strategic move. But hey, at least Trump's offering a 90-day tariff pause to countries playing ball, right? A little olive branch amidst the chaos.
A temporary truce, maybe. But that 125% tariff hike on Chinese goods, that's a big stick. And pharma tariffs on deck? This trade war's far from over.
Not to mention the car makers scrambling, holding cars at ports. This tariff uncertainty is wreaking havoc on supply chains.
Absolutely. And Gasparino's whispers about trade talks with Japan, Vietnam, and maybe the UK? A glimmer of hope, perhaps?
We'll see. Meanwhile, bond markets are freaking out. Trump even admitted to watching them overnight, said traders were getting queasy. Can you believe that?
It's like a real-life market thriller. And what about those conservative Republicans worried about the reconciliation resolution and deficits? Another layer of complexity.
For sure. A lot of moving parts. But let's not forget the domestic agenda. Trump's executive order on coal, a bold move to say the least. Strengthening the electric grid, too.
Interesting. So, what's the bottom line for traders? What should we be watching tomorrow?
Well, with all this tariff drama, keep an eye on those pre-market movers. Amazon's warehouse expansion plans and inventory cancellations, definitely worth noting. And those earnings reports? Could be some surprises in store. AAR Corp, Accenture, Airbus, lots to digest.
Whoa, what a day for market news. So much happening, it's hard to keep up.
Seriously, from tariffs to tech and everything in between, where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the big one, tariffs. China firing back, raising tariffs on U.S. goods to 84%. That's a serious escalation.
Yeah, not good. And the Trump administration revoking BP and Shell's gas project licenses in Venezuelan waters? Adding fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Definitely adds another layer of complexity. But hey, at least the additional restrictions on NVIDIA's H20 chips are on hold after Jensen Huang's Mar-a-Lago dinner. A little positive news, right?
Small victories, I guess. Speaking of tech, Elasticsearch is now a natively supported engine for Google Cloud's Vertex AI. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah? Interesting. And Palo Alto Networks surpassing $1.5 billion in cumulative sales through Google Cloud Marketplace shows the power of cloud partnerships.
Absolutely. So what else caught your eye? Any earnings reports we should be watching?
Well, Delta Airlines had a surprisingly good Q1. Premium travel and international routes really helped offset the domestic slump.
Oh, I saw that. Smart strategy. And Brookdale Senior Living's occupancy rate up? That's a good sign for the senior care sector.
Yeah, small wins, but some companies are struggling. Mosaic might need a bailout if those retaliatory tariffs continue to hit farmers.
Yikes, that's a tough situation. And what about those management shakeups? Neogen CEO stepping down, Littelfuse's CFO leaving.
Lots of changes happening. Indy Semiconductor's CFO also resigned, and Peloton appointed a new COO. Interesting moves.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. And those M&A rumors? Prada's talks to acquire Versace might be falling apart, and Peabody Energy is reviewing its options for acquiring Anglo-American steelmaking coal assets.
Lots of moving pieces. Traders need to stay nimble in this environment. Anything else we should be watching tomorrow?
Well, keep an eye on those pre-market movers. Amazon's warehouse expansion plans and inventory cancellations are worth noting. And earnings season rolls on, so expect some volatility. AR Corp, Accenture, Airbus, lots to digest. Stay tuned, folks.
Whoa, another whirlwind day in the markets. So much news flying around, it's hard to keep up.
Tell me about it. Let's break down some of these key stories for our listeners, focusing on what U.S. traders need to know. First up, tariffs. RTX landed a massive $1.4 billion deal with Australia for missiles. Good news for defense contractors.
Yeah, a billion-dollar boost. But on the flip side, that Keystone pipeline shutdown due to the oil spill near Fort Ransom? That's a big deal for energy markets. South Bow's got their work cut out for them.
Definitely a situation to monitor. And speaking of energy, TXNM Energy got a favorable nod in the PNM rate request. Small win, but a win nonetheless. Shifting gears to tech, UiPath partnering with Google Cloud on AI for medical processes? That's a powerful combo.
Yeah, interesting. And what about those upgrades and downgrades? Apple and Starbucks both getting bumped up to hold at Jefferies. Small victories, I guess. But Ford downgraded to underperform at Bernstein? Ouch.
Yeah, not a good look for the auto giant. And Bloom Energy downgraded to sell? Rough day for them. On the earnings front, Procter & Gamble raising their dividend. Always a good sign for investors.
Steady as she goes with P&G. And Trinity Capital funding $220 million in investments this quarter? Shows you there's still capital flowing, but some companies are struggling. Post-closing facilities, never a good sign.
Definitely a tough market out there. And those management shakeups at Victoria's Secret? Interesting to see how that plays out. Plus, SNDL acquiring those cannabis locations. The cannabis sector is always buzzing.
Lots of moving pieces. Anything else traders should have on their radar for tomorrow?
We'll keep an eye on those pre-market movers. Amazon's warehouse expansion plans and inventory cancellations are worth watching. and with earnings season rolling on, expect some volatility. AAR Corp, Accenture, Airbus, lots to digest. Stay tuned, folks.
All right, let's dive into this pre-market briefing, focusing on what U.S. traders need to know. Lots of analyst action today. Berkeley downgraded. Target $69. Ouch.
Yeah, not a great start for them, but plenty of buy ratings to talk about. Acadia Health, Ardent Health Partners, Bionano Genomics, all initiated with a buy. Lots of optimism out there, despite the overall market jitters.
So a mixed bag, huh? What about the big names? Any movement on those?
Well, Block, Global Payments, MasterCard, PayPal, Visa, all initiated with an inline rating at Evercore ISI. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but not a sell-off either.
Makes sense. Cautious optimism seems to be the theme. And the healthcare sector. Lots of action there too, right?
Absolutely. Guggenheim initiating coverage on a whole slew of healthcare stocks, buy ratings on Cigna, Elevance, Humana, Tenet, Universal Health, neutral on Centene, Community Health, HCA, and Molina. So some winners, some losers.
Yeah, interesting. So what's the bottom line for traders? What should we be watching at the open?
Well, CPI data drops this morning. That's the big one. Consensus is 0.1% for headline, 0.3% for core, plus initial and continuing claims, natural gas inventories, and the Treasury budget. Busy day.
Definitely one to watch. And earnings season rolls on. Any reports we should be paying extra attention to?
KMX and love reporting pre-market. Not exactly household names, but could be some interesting moves there. And after the bell, nothing on deck. Gives us time to digest all the other news.
True. So with all that in mind, any early trade setups or sectors to watch?
Well, with CPI data looming, keep an eye on the financials and consumer discretionary sectors. Those are usually the most sensitive to inflation news. And with all the analyst action, watch for unusual pre-market volume. Could be a sign of things to come. Stay nimble, folks.
All right, pre-market briefing time. Let's focus on what U.S. traders need to know. WaveRider AI's got some interesting takes on the SPY and QQQ.
Yeah, they're seeing positive momentum for both based on the 30-minute intraday charts. SPY's uptrend looks pretty solid, with healthy volume and moving averages turning upwards. That breakout above 540 is key, now acting as support.
So 5.4s is the new floor, huh? What about QQQ?
Similar story, bullish continuation after breaking above 462. Strong volume confirming the move, looks like a good entry point for swing trades if you're feeling bullish.
Okay, so SPY and QQQ looking strong. What's the VIX telling us?
VXX is stabilizing, slightly declining even. No big spikes lately, which points to a calmer market, less fear, more confidence, good for equities.
I see. Now let's talk sectors. Any standouts?
Technology and healthcare showing strength over the past month. XLK near its highs with strong volume. XLV also trending upwards. Communication services and consumer discretionary are performing well too.
Yeah, interesting. Any laggards?
Utilities and real estate are looking a bit stagnant. Not much action there.
Got it. So key levels to watch?
For SPY, support at 540, resistance around 548. QQQ support at 462, resistance at 468. Break through those resistance levels and we could see some serious upside.
Okay, so breakouts are key. What are the potential scenarios here?
Well, the bullish scenario is continued economic resilience, strong tech earnings and momentum pushing past those resistance levels. Positive surprises on inflation or employment data could fuel the rally.
Makes sense. And the bearish scenario?
Negative economic news, geopolitical tensions, or a sudden spike in volatility could send things south. We could see a retest of those lower support levels.
So, cautious optimism is the name of the game. Any early trade setups you're eyeing?
Well, given the sector strength, I'd be watching tech and healthcare closely. Look for unusual pre-market volume that could signal some early opportunities. And with CPI data dropping this morning, keep an eye on financials and consumer discretionary. They're sensitive to inflation news. Stay nimble, folks.
All right, pre-market briefing time. Let's get right to it. WaveRider AI's insights paint an interesting picture, particularly for NCNO, Wing, and HCA.
Yeah, definitely some compelling setups. Let's start with NCNO in the tech cybersecurity space. Upward momentum, increasing volume, easing downward pressure. Sounds like accumulation to me.
So, a potential reversal on the cards. What are the key levels?
WaveRider AI points to $24 as a good entry, $23.50 as a stop loss and targets at $24.50 and $25. That 30-minute chart looks promising.
Okay, NCNO on the radar. What about Wing in consumer discretionary?
Strong bullish pattern, recent volume surge. This one looks primed for a short-term spike. Support at 246, stop loss at 244, and targets at 250 and 255.
Interesting. So a potential breakout play. Now, HCA in healthcare. Bit of a roller coaster lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, some volatility, but showing resilience. WaveRider AI sees a buying opportunity as it nears 342 resistance. Support at 338, stop loss at 333, targets at 342 and 346.
So, HCA could be a comeback story. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Well, the overall sector analysis points to moderate volatility, especially in inverse and leveraged ETFs. Energy sector's interesting with a potential bullish reversal brewing. Keep an eye on DRIP, OLD, and ERY.
Got it. Energy on the watch list. And what about the VIX and S&P related ETFs?
Volatility's the name of the game there. UVXY, SPXS, SDS, all showing big price swings. Market's anticipating some turbulence.
Makes sense. So a mixed bag overall. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Stay nimble, folks. These are just potential setups. Do your own due diligence, manage your risk, and be ready for anything. The market's always full of surprises.
All right, pre-market briefing time. Let's dive into some potential setups, focusing on what U.S. traders need to know. WaveRider AI's got some interesting takes, especially on DRIP, QID, and SWY.
Yeah, definitely some compelling action in those tickers. Lots of volatility, but also opportunity. Let's start with DRIP. Looks like it's building some bullish momentum, holding that $12.75 support level.
So a potential reversal on the cards. What's the trade setup looking like?
WaveRider AI is pointing to a consolidation around those lower levels, with a potential push past $13.30 resistance in the next few sessions. Targets at $13.50, $13.80, even $14. Entry around $12.75s with strong buying volume, stop loss below $12.30.
Okay, DRIP on the radar. What about QID? That one's been a bit of a roller coaster lately.
Yeah, but it's showing some resilience, bouncing off that $37.50 support. Higher highs, increasing volume, could be a short-term bullish continuation play. Targets at $38.80 and $39.50. Enter near $37.50 with supportive volume, stop loss below $37.
So, QID for a quick bounce. Now SARTY, that one's in the inverse ETF space, right? A bit more risky.
Higher risk, higher reward, as they say. It's been recovering nicely off those lows, suggesting the selling pressure might be easing. WaveRider AI is watching for a breakout above $26. If that happens, we could see a run towards $28. Targets at $26.50 and $27.50. Enter around $25.70 with a confirming candlestick pattern. Stop loss below that critical $25.14 area.
Okay, SARP for a potential breakout. Anything else traders should be aware of?
Well, keep an eye on those inverse and leveraged ETFs in general. HIBs and SRTY are showing high volatility, so be cautious. TWM's flashing some bearish signals, suggesting continued weakness in small caps. And overall, the market's anticipating some turbulence, so stay nimble, manage your risk, and always do your own due diligence. That's all for today's pre-market briefing. Happy trading, everyone.